This message is brought to you by the friends and partners of Kakra Baden. Welcome to Air Power with Kakra Baden, teaching the nations with signs and wonders. Why live in darkness when the light of God's word has solutions? Kakra is a teacher of the word who also ministers with miracles and the prophetic anointing. He's a senior pastor of the Catch the Anointing Center, Accra, Ghana. Now, today's message. Kakra brings to you an uplifting and empowering message entitled, How to Face an Uncertain Future. Let's join in.
Today, I want to share with you on the subject, how to face an uncertain future. So the world is facing a crisis which makes life very uncertain. And it looks like even politicians are running out of ideas and people don't know what to do next. I mean, people are losing their jobs. So many things are happening. And the interesting thing is that when you look with your natural eye into the future, it looks as if you cannot really tell what's going to happen next. You can't even predict when the virus is going to go. But let me tell you something. With God and His Word, you can be safe and you can be well and you can be blessed even when the future looks uncertain. So in today's word, how to face an uncertain future, I am bringing with you keys that will help you to face these difficult and uncertain times with the word of God. In Psalm 109 verse 105, the Bible says, Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. In other words, God's word is a lamp at night. And during the day, when times are good, it's just light like the sun. In other words, it's supposed to guide you in good times and bad times. When you face an uncertain future, what you need is you need the word of God. And one of the things that can help you is prophecy. Why? One of the features of prophecy is to predict the future. Prophecy predicts the future. Now, if you can predict the future, you can prepare for it. So I want you to know what is happening. God has already predicted it. And because He has already predicted it, He has prepared us for it through His word. So through His word, you can learn keys that can help you to navigate these dark times. I want to start it from a scripture in 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 19. This is Peter speaking. He said, We have also a more sure word of prophecy, whereunto you do well that you take heed as unto a light that shines in the dark place, until the day dawn and the day star arise in our hearts. Peter said that the world can be a dark place. When a place is dark, you can't see far. You can just see probably a foot away, and that's it. And I believe that we are in times where we cannot even see far. We don't know what's going to happen next. Now, when you end up dark place, what do? Peter said, one of the things that you can do spiritually to navigate a dark place is you must look at the words of prophecy. So he said, we have a more sure word of prophecy. What prophecy is that? These prophecies are the prophecies recorded in the Bible. And it says, they are sure. In other words, they are reliable. You can take it to the bank. Then it says, whereunto you do well that you take heed as unto a light that shines in a dark place. Then it said, you have to take heed to it, which means that you must pay attention to the words of prophecy. You can pay attention to CNN. You can pay attention to GBC. You can pay attention to BBC. You can pay attention to TV3. But are you paying attention to the words of prophecy, which can guide you when the future looks uncertain? Then it says, it's a light that shines in a dark place until the day dawn. That day is when the return of Christ. In other words, the words of prophecy can guide us till Jesus returns to the earth. I remember a few months back, I went to preach in a certain church. And as I was ministering, there was a gentleman who was sitting there, and I called him. And I gave him a word of prophecy. I said, gentlemen, I want to pray with you. I said, I saw you in a car, and in that car, I realized that you had an accident, but the Holy Ghost says I should pray with you. So I prayed for this gentleman. Do you know what was happening? I was giving the word of prophecy, and I was predicting the future. Now, based on the prediction, I knew what to do, to pray and avert that which was supposed to happen. Not knowing, the following day, this gentleman was supposed to travel. And, well, he got into his car and he traveled. And you know what happened? As he was going, he had an accident. But he survived the accident unscathed. Nothing happened to him. Then he sent me a message and said, your prophecy came true within 24 hours. That's the power of the word of prophecy. So in these times that we face, I want you to know that Jesus Christ foresaw these times long before you and I were even born. So he says we should take heed to the words of prophecy. So specifically, I want us to look at one prophecy in the scriptures that seems to describe these times that we are in. Not only that, it also gives us solutions, what we should do, and practical steps to take. Where can it be found? It can be found in Luke chapter 21. I would like to read a portion of it. Reading from verse 24, Jesus said, "They shall fall by the edge of the sword, and shall be led away captive into all nations. And Jerusalem shall be trampled down by the Gentiles, until the times of the Gentiles be fulfilled." 25, he said, "And there shall be signs in the sun, in the moon, and in the stars, and upon the earth, distresses of nations with perplexity, the sea and the waves roaring." 26, "Men's hearts failing them for fear, and for looking upon those things which are coming upon the earth, for the powers of the heavens shall be shaken." Wow. Now, these are the words of prophecy from Jesus. Now, from these few scriptures that I read, Jesus gave four key prophecies. Number one, it said Jerusalem will be destroyed. That prophecy came to pass long ago in AD 70. So that one has come to pass. Number two, it said there will be signs in the heavens, which means the sun, and it said the sun, the moon, and the stars. In other words, we are going to see cosmic signs. But today, that's not my focus. So I'll go to the next sign. The next sign, sign number three, he said, the distresses of nations with perplexity. That's where my interest lies. Now, the distresses of nations, it means the pain of the nations. As of now, many nations are going through pain. Economically, people are losing their jobs. Livelihoods are going away. People are having to sleep early. People are having to stay in their homes and not go out. People are dying. There is economic downturn. It's said that the world is headed for a recession. Now you can't even travel. You can't go anywhere. You can't leave your own country and go to another place. There are roadblocks. People are facing starvation and the shortage of medicines. And when you watch the news, you see shops that used to be bursting with goods. Now there's nothing. People are fighting. The whole world seems to be going through pain. But you know what? Jesus prophesied, he said, the distresses of nations. Not one nation, nations. So it tells me that what we are going through was foreseen many years ago by the Lord. And he said not only that, there will be perplexity. Perplexity means confusion. People won't know what to do. You know that even when you watch the news, you know the politicians don't know what to do. Before, when you wake up in the morning sometimes in your own house, for the next 2 weeks, if you are under quarantine, the question is, when you get up, what are you going to do? What are you going to do to earn income if you have lost your job? What are you going to do if you are in your house and your business is shut down? What are you going to do when you can't go to church and the only way you can hear the word of God now is through Facebook Live or something? What are you going to do? So there seem to be a lot of questions. So he said, with perplexity. The fourth sign, it says the sea and the waves roaring. That one reminds me of tsunamis. I remember the tsunamis in Southeast Asia some years back. About 250,000 people died. So I can say that one has also come to pass. But like I said, our focus is on the third sign. When Jesus said, the distresses or the pain of the nations with perplexity. So what do you do? I'm going to give you some keys. Number one is the key of avoidance. What does it mean? It means that sometimes when there's a problem, the best way to solve the problem is to avoid it. That's all. You know, when Jesus gave this prophecy that Jerusalem will be destroyed, he also gave them a key. In Luke chapter 12, verse 21, verse 20, he gave them an advice. He gave them the key of avoidance. He said, when you see Jerusalem compassed or surrounded with armies, know therefore that the desolation is nigh. So Jesus said that they will see Jerusalem surrounded by soldiers. And he said, when that time comes, he said, don't start a prayer meeting. Don't call for anointing oil. Don't go for the fast. What are you supposed to do? Well, in the next verse, he tells what you're supposed to do. Verse 21, he said, let them that are in Judea flee to the mountains. In other words, run away from the problem. Avoid the problem. Then he said, let them which are in the midst of the city depart out of it. In other words, those who are living in the center of the city, they should go out. Then he said, let not them which are in the countries enter thereinto. Then he said, those who are outside, they shouldn't come in. The key of avoidance. So for example, in the days of coronavirus, assuming there's an area that has a high incidence of coronavirus, then practically speaking, use the key of avoidance. What it means is that you shouldn't go to that area. You should rather run away from that area. But you know, when that thing happened, a lot of people did not take heed to this prophecy. A lot of people died in Jerusalem when the Romans surrounded the place. Did not take heed to the voice of Jesus. Instead of running, they started praying. So I want you to observe the physical things that can help you to escape this coronavirus. We've heard about social distancing, that they should be about 2 meters away from another person. Because when you do that, you avoid the problem of the person transmitting it to you. We've heard about hand washing, that you should be able to wash your hands all the time. Every time you touch something, wash your hands. It's a key of avoidance. We've also heard about isolation, that sometimes you have to isolate yourself so that you don't expose yourself. So this is a very powerful key which works in prophecy. And I believe that as you do that, God will keep you.
Thanks for joining us on today's broadcast. Today we learned that to face an uncertain future, we must use the key of avoidance. Join us same time tomorrow for the continuation of this exciting message.
You are here and you don't know Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior. You want to give your life to Him. You know you are far from God or you are backslider. And you want to give your life to Jesus. Pray this prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, today I repent of my sins. Wash me with your blood. Come and live in my heart. I believe that you died for me. Be the Lord and Master of my life. Thank you, Jesus, for coming into my heart. Amen.
Before we leave, here is a praise report to boost your faith in the Lord.
It said, dear prophet, this is very difficult to understand. My wife and I got married last year, April. At a honeymoon, she told me she had her menses. On the second day, menses, the day before our wedding. This continued for 8 months nonstop. We visited many medical specialists, all to no avail. Wow. Then we came to see you, for you to pray for us, that we're believing God for the fruit of the womb. You prayed for us, and after we went home, she started complaining that she was not feeling well. After some days, we went to check at the hospital, and my wife was pregnant. What a surprise. We want to give God the glory. Put your hands together for Jesus.
Grow in your Christian life with audio sermons from Kakabading on your mobile devices on the go. Here's how. Go to Play Store or Windows Store on your Android or Windows mobile devices and search for Kakabading AirPower. Download, install, and instantly access life-changing audio sermons by Kakabading. It's that simple. Kakabading AirPower app. On the go with a word. The presence of God. God's presence is a place of blessing. David counted it joy to experience the Lord's presence. Every child of God invariably goes through the feeling of losing God's presence from time to time. Order this message series through the following means. Call us on WhatsApp or send a WhatsApp message to +233 55 700 9010. You can also send an email to info@kakabading.org or make a regular call or send a text to +233 20 75 75 215. Our office hours are 10 to 16 hours GMT.
Thanks for your time. You can contact us, seek counseling, ask for prayer, order today's full-length message, or order books through the following means. Call us or message us on WhatsApp to +233 55 700 9010. Send an email to info@kakrabadian.org. You can also make a regular call or send a text to +233 20 75 75 215. Our office hours are 10 a.m. to 1600 hours GMT. Finally, write to us, share your testimony and how this broadcast has been a blessing to you, even if it is a brief note.